Samuel L. Jackson on Go the Fuck to Sleep.
I was anxious to do the audio read of this book because my agent has twins, and he gave me the book. I read it and I fell out laughing. And I remember all those times when I did read to my daughter when she was that age. And everybody tells you reading stories will put kids to sleep, but it never works. It didn't in my house. Actually, if I picked her up and made up a story, it worked a lot better. But I did say go the fuck to sleep to her a lot. And I think at some point she would look at me when I would come in her room and she would look at me and say, go the fuck to sleep, daddy. And I would say, yeah, go the fuck to sleep.
Audible Inc. presents Go the Fuck to Sleep. Written by Adam Mansbach. Narrated by Samuel L. Jackson.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the fuck to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Go to sleep. All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The fuck to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. A hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the fuck up and sleep. The cubs and the lions are snoring, wrapped in a big, snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her sheep. Fuck your stuff, bear. I'm not getting you shit. Close your eyes, cut the crap, sleep. The flowers doze low in the meadows, and high on the mountains so steep. My life is a failure. I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please, and sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing. As I lie here and openly weep, sure, fine, whatever, I'll bring you some milk. Who the fuck cares? You're not gonna sleep. This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win, you escape. You run down the hall as I nod the fuck off and sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut. So I keep my fingers crossed tight
as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, shit. God damn it. You gotta be kidding. Come on. Go the fuck back to sleep.